Girly Whirlies, hello, my gorgeous Girly Whirlies. Welcome back. This is episode 2 of the Girly Whirly Show featuring our Sam Bae. This is so exciting. I am just so happy to be speaking to you again. Like I said in our first episode, I just have missed you so much and I actually forgot how much I love to share with you and overshare. And it just feels so right to be back here chatting to you and professionally this time in a proper studio, in the podcast studios, into my professional microphone, my professional headphones on. It just feels great and I'm so excited and thank you so much for all your love. Always, I'm just so grateful that you tune in. I'm so happy that you're excited about season 2 because I'm so excited. Sam's also so excited. So just thank you so much. I'm so grateful. And as always, thank you so much, Naked Fashion, sponsoring our season 2. I'm so happy to be partnered with Naked Fashion, my favorite clothing brand. I'm always in Naked. I'm always recommending Naked outfits to you. And you can use the discount code Girly Whirly. So Girly Whirly will get you 30% off, excluding sales, for new and returning Naked customers. And it's for a limited time. And I'm just such a fan of Naked. You know this. And I'm just so happy to be partnered with them. Their quality of their pieces, they always have something new for you to wear. There's always new styles being added to the website. So make sure to have a look at www.naked.com. And thank you so much, Naked. So girlies, we need to catch up. I'd been away, myself and Sam Bae were away in Paris. It was fabulous. I'm obsessed with Paris. And Paris was very much giving the autumn vibes. We're very much in autumn. Happy autumn. Happy October, girlies. I'm so happy that it's October. This is my favorite time of year. From here until like spring, I just love this. Obviously, I love summer. Had a lovely summer, but summer is just so short. It flies by. It goes by so fast. So we are entering our hot girl autumn. We've gone from hot girl summer to hot girl autumn. Hot girl summer just goes by so fast. You know, it's 3 months of the sun, the beach, hopefully sexy men for you girlies or sexy girls for you girlies, whatever it was. I hope it was your hot girl summer. And now we're transitioning into hot girl autumn. Maybe hot girl autumn's a little bit more tame. Maybe we're back to school, back to college. Even though I haven't been in school or college in years, I just love this time of year as my back to routine. And I love to call it my rebrand and reset time. So I kind of do like a seasonal rebrand every season. Like I felt like summer, I had the tape extensions in. I had like longer hair. I was like living young, wild and free with my long hair. And now for this seasonal rebrand, we have the bob. I'm in my bob era. I'm in my self-care princess era. Sam actually captioned that for me. Like, this is your self-care princess era. Like, love it for you. So that's what we're doing. I did a YouTube video on like dry brushing and like all these products that I've been loving to use. So I thought in this episode, we would just talk about my like steps of a rebrand, a reset, and how to have our best hot girl autumn. Even if you're not feeling like a hot girl, I always say hot girl is like an attitude. It's a mindset. It's not actually about appearances at all. It is confidence. It's loving yourself. Hot girls love themselves and they believe in themselves. They're confident. They just know what they want in life. They know how to get it. And that is what we're doing this autumn. So I have to start off. This has changed my whole... I can see Sam recording me. I have to start off with morning routine. I've spoken about morning routine before. Mel Robbins changed my life when she spoke about morning routine and her 5-second rule. So let's start with your morning routine. For Hot Girl Autumn, I want you to set your morning routine. I want you to try and get up a little bit earlier than you already do. It doesn't matter if you wake up at noon. I don't need you waking up at 5 a.m. I don't need you waking up before the birds. I just want you to try and wake up that little bit earlier, like 30 minutes earlier than usual, or even try 15 minutes. Say your alarm goes off every morning at 7 for work and you don't roll out of the bed till 7:30 and then you're out the door 7:45 to beat the traffic. Actually, that's actually a bad traffic time. Let's say you're out the door by 7 to beat the traffic. I want you to actually set your alarm 15 minutes earlier than usual. Give yourself those extra 15 minutes, whether it's to sip on a coffee, maybe it's to do your makeup, maybe it's to do your skincare. You might roll out of the bed and skip your skincare because you're just rushing to work and you're not giving yourself time to actually choose to have a good day. You're rushing, you're stubbing your toe in the bed, you're waking up from a bad dream. Like, you're not allowing yourself to actually wake up and choose to have a good day. So how I get myself out of the bed is, and I've said to Sam too, sometimes if I need to be shaken out of the bed, I tell Sam to tell me, Sophie, you said you were going to girl boss today. So what I'll do is I'll wake up and when I feel myself like snoozing the alarm or being like, nah, I'll wake up in a minute, I felt like I had to train myself to be like, Sophie, you're delusional now. Like, you choose Delulu. Delulu is the Salulu, and that's what gets you out of the bed in the morning. And Mel Robbins like put that in my brain, and it genuinely has worked. So your morning routine has to start with you actually waking up that little bit earlier and giving yourself time to decompress. I can't lie, I do look at my phone the first thing when I wake up. I know that's really bold. That's a rule that every wellness person will tell you, don't look at the phone when you wake up. To be honest, it wakes me up. Because to me, I'm kind of like opening up messages from the girlies and like, well, my girlies and you girlies, and it's kind of a good start to my day. Or, you know, I probably shouldn't open my emails first thing. It's probably not good for like my cortisol stress levels, but I do, and it does wake me up. So whatever trick you do need, I'll allow it, okay? Because I look at my phone. I know it's bold, but I do, and it does wake me up. But the rule is really choosing Delulu, and you have to say, oh my God, I was meant to girl boss today. And then do something nice for yourself when you get up. So make your coffee, do your skincare, do your everything shower. I love an everything shower, using all your good products, which brings me on to the next step, is treat yourself to the warm and cozy things. So light the candles. You're allowed to spend money on a nice candle. You're allowed to buy the Ugg boots or the Ugg boots dupe. I don't mind. They don't have to be the Uggs, but just a little dupe. Like, you're allowed to buy yourself, treat yourself to these little things. Buy your favorite dark chocolate and have your favorite chocolates in the fridge. Get yourself these warm and cozy, fuzzy things that remind you that you love yourself, you love the season that we're in. Even if you hate the cold, maybe you hate autumn, this is kind of convincing ourselves, no, like, there is the good things too, there is the little perks. Buy the nice body moisturizers. Our skin is going to be dry. Buy yourself a nice body moisturizer, exfoliator, doing your tan, whatever you want to do. And oh, also cherry nails. I've read cherry nails. I highly recommend getting yourself a nice set of nails. You'll feel sassy. It's like the red nail theory, is people say that when you have red nails, people always ask about your nails and they notice you more. Apparently now the red outfit theory is a thing, and if you wear all red, people notice you more, and people will speak to you and engage in conversation with you. So try it out, test the red nail theory, because I have cherry nails on now and I'm loving them, and not that I've noticed any extra attention or male attention, maybe from Sambe, but I am a believer in the red cherry nails. Next then, if you're a workout girly, if you're a hot girl walk girly, treat yourself to a nice little outfit, nice little Lululemon. I have actually started Pilates. I'm a Pilates princess. I used to do it years ago with my sister, and she left for Australia, and I just kind of totally fell out of Pilates, and I'm back to it now. So I need to buy myself a cute little like Pilates socks. Like, I want to treat myself to a nice Lululemon Pilates socks, be all cute, cute and bougie at my Pilates princess workouts, you know? So take up a new hobby like Pilates, or like something that's good for your mental health. It could be like a painting class, could be a pottery class. My friend Hannah did a pottery class and it was so cute. And now she has like these little mugs and ceramics that she made, which is adorable. And again, make yourself a little mug for autumn. Like, it's adorable. I actually might do that. But what I'm saying is take up something new, a new hobby. You could be a Pilates princess. You might join a gym. You might join a walking group, any of these kind of things. And it's looking after your mental health, because exercise is very good for you as well. It doesn't need to be extreme. It doesn't need to be wild. Just a nice, healthy Pilates princess moment. So girls, you've had all that, your beautiful morning, then you're treating yourself to the nice things. Maybe you've had your day at work, maybe you do your Pilates. Bedtime routine. Bedtime routine is so important. I'm still kind of working on mine. Setting a bedtime is very important. You know, you have to set the rules, set the boundaries. Some, like Sam loves staying up late, but he just has to be like, I have to go to bed. He'd love to stay up all night watching American football, but he has to go to bed. I have to remind him he has to go to bed. But if you go to bed and you're just strict on yourself and get your good, you need a good 8 hours sleep, girlies. I know we can't always, and we don't always do it, but it's very important. So getting your nice bedtime routine in there is essential. Sorry, girlies, you just missed Hillary. So Hillary is our angel sound engineer inside, and you just missed her amazing comment on, she highly recommends a dirty chai. So I actually have never even had a chai latte. So a dirty chai is a chai latte with espresso in it. So myself and Hillary, I just had a moment there of being flustered and like had to ask Hillary the time. And she was saying that she's been buying the Ugg slippers. She's been having her dirty chai. So she's very much in her autumnal hot girl era too. And I love it. So I just said to Hillary, I need her to have a mic on so she can speak to us more, because she has all the recommendations. So I want you girlies to get your Ugg slippers, your dirty chai, And then I also want you to set your bedtime, go to bedtime, either journaling, meditate, like give yourselves 20 minutes of downtime before you actually go to sleep, instead of just like turning off, because this is me, I turn off Gilmore Girls and just get straight into the bed. Like, have your downtime, because TV isn't always downtime. Like, you do just need to relax, take your deep breaths. I'm always trying to breathe. I'm always trying to breathe mindfully because I'm always 100 miles an hour. So if you sit down in the bed, or in the bed, I love to do my skincare. I'll do like my gua sha. Obviously, I'll do my skincare in the bathroom, but then I'll like oil my face with the gua sha, or I'll moisturize my full body, head to toe, including the feet. I actually got a Sol de Janeiro like foot moisturizer. Girls, you know this. I'm so easily influenced. I just buy it all. I'm like the perfect consumer. person, but it's just these little things that make you feel like you're loving yourself. And this is the whole point of like your autumn rebrand reset. If you're feeling in a rut, maybe you didn't have a good summer, maybe you just didn't have the summer you were expecting, maybe it just wasn't popping off for you, this is your time to spend time on you. And it's not busy, it's not manic, it's not traveling, it's not on a beach, you're not in a bikini, like you're just at home resetting, rebranding. Maybe you're moving away and you can still do this reset and rebrand just for autumn, and then we go into our cute seasonal festivities. But before then, we're just in our hot girl autumn and we're just focusing on ourselves and enjoying that together. So girlies, it's time to bring in our beautiful Sambe.
Hi.
Hi Sambe, welcome back to the Girly Whirly Show. And welcome back to, we need a little jingle of Ask Sambe, featuring Sambe. It's Ask Sambe segment. It's your time to shine, babe.
Yeah.
Actually, firstly, before we get into the question that was sent in.
All right, let me get comfortable.
Oh, get comfortable, darling.
I never know how to say it.
Just, yeah. Whatever's comfy. Oh, you see you're getting nervy now.
Yeah, a little bit. Hi.
Hi.
What's up?
So before we get into our Ask Sambe segment,
yeah,
what did we want to talk about today?
So
very exciting.
Yeah, I'd say I'd imagine there's a lot of Swifties.
Yeah.
Because I feel like she's taken over the whole entire world.
The Swifties, yeah.
And I feel like I'm turning into a bit of a Swiftie.
We are Swifties, yeah.
But she's dating Travis Kelce.
Yay!
We love Travis Kelce.
So obviously all the girlies know this, but Sam is here as our male perspective,
yeah.
But also to teach us maybe a little bit about NFL today.
Yeah.
So I've been introduced into the NFL world as soon as I got with Sam. It's a thing in your family. Explain to us why and how is NFL a thing in your family?
So my brother and my brother-in-law were mad into it.
Yeah.
And then my dad used to watch it in the 80s. And then I tried to get into it, and my brother-in-law is huge in it, so we got into it about 7 years ago. Well, I did.
And your brother-in-law got into it because he was living
in Boston when he was like 21.
Mm. So you're a Patriots fan.
So I'm a Patriots fan because he lived in Boston. It just so happened we won 6 Super Bowls with Tom Brady.
Mm.
Tom Brady's
okay,
a
cow, so
and now it's terrible.
I'm a Patriots girly because you're a Patriots guy.
Yeah.
But Travis Kelce is what team?
Travis Kelce's Kansas City Chiefs.
Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
He's gorgeous, and we love his brother.
Jason.
Yeah. And do we have any tea or any info on when Taylor and Travis began?
I think it was like 3 months ago.
Ago.
He went to a concert and I gave her the friendship bracelet with his number on it. Because she does friendship bracelets at her concert.
She does.
Yeah,
yes,
I don't know
well
a lot about
Samba,
Taylor,
yeah, and she swaps all her bracelets. So people literally come out like their full arms full of these bracelets.
Oh, do they? It's
like, yeah, and like all these celebs swap them. So like Gigi Hadid, like
are they merch? Like, or do
them? I think you make them, or like you buy them. I'm actually not too sure on that. I think it's both. And you swap them. So like people have swapped with like Hailey Bieber one of them? And no, Selena, Gigi Hadid. Anyway, like all these celebs have been spotted like at the concerts. Like
yeah,
someone will go up to them and swap their bracelets.
Really,
so it's really cute. So sorry, Travis.
So it came out that he gave them with the number on it for.
Oh my god!
And then it was like, oh, like nothing
so
came
iconic.
Of it, but obviously something came.
And then something came of it, and now he's been spotted at the games.
So she came.
Yeah,
well, he was obviously
spotted
at the games. He plays it, but
been spotted at the games.
Yeah, so she sold out the Kansas City Chiefs Stadium two or three times on their Eras tour.
Wow.
So he was like, I've seen you rock out at Arrowhead. You need to see me rock out at Arrowhead.
Oh
so
my
she came.
God.
They won, he scored, and then she was at the game last night in New York.
She was at the game last night in New York, and was his mum there too?
No, I didn't notice the mum because the mum was in Philly watching Jason earlier in the day. So I thought she might fly over, but I don't know.
So Travis kind of fell asleep and Jason are on different teams.
Jason's on Philadelphia and they played each other in the Super Bowl last year. It was very emotional.
And their mum flies in between states to watch them.
She Or she did Philly SA, so she might do Kansas. I'm not sure where the mum lives. They're from Cincinnati.
Has Travis ever won a Super Bowl?
Two.
Two?
He beat his brother last year.
That was last year.
Yeah.
So Kansas City.
Kansas City beat Philadelphia last
year. Wow.
Last
year. Yeah. So he has two Super Bowl rings.
He has two. Jason has one, which is good.
Okay, cool.
They beat the Patriots.
But they're the cutest brothers. Like, they're so supportive. They're so happy for each other.
Yeah, no, they're best mates. They have a podcast.
Even when
they
lost.
You can listen to the podcast.
They won / lost to each other.
Yeah, he was like,
what's their podcast?
New Heights. It's amazing. And, like, the numbers this week, like, they got, like, 300,000 subscribers extra. Travis Kelce's jersey's gone up 400%.
Wow. So you're a Swiftie.
I think I'm a Swiftie. I respect her.
Do you have a favourite song?
What were you singing on Saturday night? Romeo and Juliet.
Okay.
Love Story? That's not far. Yeah.
OG.
Trouble's the one by Harry Styles.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah. Okay, you're into her.
And the OG one with
stuff.
Dylan O'Brien and Sadie Sink.
Yeah, All Too Well. That's
beautiful.
Yeah,
that was a cool video.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
So they're vibing with it now, and Travis is a dog.
Okay, so that is it's giving Sam Bae's pop culture.
It's just funny seeing all the TikToks because, like, Travis Kelce, I understand not everyone likes the NFL, but like, he's like the number one in his position, so like, he's so famous within the football world, and now people are like, and the jokes are funny where it's like he's gonna blow Taylor Swift up.
we didn't know him but now everyone knows him, but he was an icon before.
Yeah, but she's obviously like the number one superstar in the world at the minute.
And like, you see the TikToks
are funny
of, like,
with
everyone
the lads.
Fangirling. Yeah,
no, with the lads being, when the girlfriend's in the back and the lad's like, who is Taylor Swift? And Kelce's going to make her blow up. And the girlfriend's losing her mind.
It's exciting. So thank you for your pop culture info.
You're welcome. We'll check in every week and then hopefully they don't break up.
You can be on Taylor and Travis.
I love Taylor Watch.
TNT. Yeah, you can be on Taylor and Travis Watch. Keep us posted because you know more than I do. But I am, I'm an NFL girly.
You watch it
because of
all
you.
Day,
we were watching it last night. Yep. NFL Sundays. We have football Sundays now. We get some
nachos. Feel bad. I make you watch like 15 hours of football.
No, it's fine. I enjoy it.
It was 14 hours yesterday.
Yeah, it's lit.
Huge.
It was lit.
It was a great day.
It was a lovely day.
And Spurs won against Liverpool.
Oh,
so
yeah,
you have
to get that in now. Football. the soccer. Yeah. Okay, so.
Hi, Sophie.
Hi.
Thanks for having me on again.
Hi, Bae. So, coming to our Ask Sam Bae segment, we left the girlies on a little bit of a cliffhanger last week with saying that we're going to spill some tea on Lads Night Out. So we have a question for Sam, but before we get there, obviously the topic of this is coming from this question, but also remember when I was out in London, this was saying in the last episode, I was out in London with the gals and we just experienced some wild, wild Western shit. Just some wild stuff going on with a group of lads, and it was just like he was flirting away with like everyone, but then all of a sudden, like hours later, we went from Shoreditch House to then a club, and then like after hours of flirting, we learn he has a girlfriend, and then I ask him about the girlfriend and he got so defensive, got so annoyed then, and I was like, oh no, I'm asking because like I have a boyfriend, so like we're both here as like the taken people, and he was like, oh, I wouldn't like consider myself taken, and I was like, oh my god, and like this, we just had this wild conversation, and he was telling me that I shouldn't trust you shouldn't trust me. It was just wild. So then this question that came in, okay, I'm gonna read it out. So Sophie and Sam, how do you develop trust when it comes to nights out? My boyfriend doesn't like me going out, and that makes me wonder, what is his behaviour when he's out if he's so worried about mine? He obviously doesn't trust me, so now I definitely don't trust him. Any advice? So would you like to address that first? What are your thoughts?
Read that again.
How do you develop trust? Well, that's
just
one thing.
Just a quick one, yeah. So how do you develop trust and what's he doing?
And he doesn't like me going out. So that makes me wonder, what is he doing? If he doesn't trust me, what's his night out then?
Yeah. Two ways to look at it. Maybe he'd be very insecure in terms of like, oh no, hang on. Okay. I think I talked about insecurity last week.
We did,
That like comes into it a lot. That
it's
if
a reoccurring theme.
Yeah, like you see, maybe it could be if he's innocent to the point of he sees how lads act on nights out.
Yeah.
So like he could be in a friend group of someone who acts a certain way and he thinks that would...
He thinks men are going to act like that to his girl.
Yeah, which is wrong because, like, one...
So that's where he should trust her.
But he should trust her. Mm. Like, he shouldn't be like, yeah, your girlfriend's going to get attention. Like, it's going to happen. Mm. People get attention. Like, you get attention and stuff. But I trust you not to do it. And so I'm not going to worry about anyone else.
Vice versa, yeah.
Or he kind of dicks about a little bit.
Okay. And so if he dicks about a little bit...
I'm not going to point fingers and say, like, he does anything.
No, we literally don't know this scenario.
No, but I think if you're worried... about if you don't trust your partner and they haven't done anything to like abuse the trust, like unless they've done something and you can kind of pull from that, but if they haven't, then maybe it is you kind of mess around, so you don't want you think they will just because you are.
So my thing is, I will trust you until you give me
a reason not to.
So when anyone asks about trust, it's like, how do you trust each other? How do you develop trust? Like, and then I get the messages like, oh, I was cheated on in the past. How can I trust anyone again? And what it is yes, like maybe you're cheated on in the past. Maybe that person betrayed you. Maybe you've been betrayed many times. But you cannot go into a new relationship doubting that person because of someone else's behavior.
Yeah.
You have to trust them until they give you a reason not to.
Yeah.
So, and I think this gal needs to communicate this with her boyfriend is, if I've given you a reason to not trust me, we need to talk about it. But if this is just out of nowhere and you both have never given each other reasons to not trust each other, this needs to be said to each other. And then if there is a case of, maybe you found messages in his phone, maybe he found messages in your phone, or maybe like someone was cheating or something like that, then it's a case of like, well, are you ever going to get past it then? Because some people do stay in the relationships.
And you know, it's hard to get past that shit. Yeah.
I can't even imagine trying to get past something like that.
No.
But I think my advice for developing trust, because the first thing said, how do you develop trust?
I think you just have to, like, it's literally you go all in on it.
Choose
like you have to trust.
Yeah, you choose have to trust until they show you not to. So
it makes your life easier because, like, with us, like, it's been 5 years now and nothing's happened.
Mm-hmm.
So we haven't, like, gone back on it and been hurt or anything. Now, I know people do get hurt and stuff, but, like, you'd rather that than just be worrying all the time. Like, they're sitting every time that, like, imagine every time you went to an event and went out and I'm sitting at home.
Mm.
Like,
and I think we've always trusted each other because we both chose to from the beginning.
Yeah.
I think we both chose to just, why wouldn't I?
That's
even
the thing,
though,
like,
there's a million
you?
Reasons, like girls and guys come up with a million reasons. Well, I don't trust because this, that, like, I was cheated on and this happened. I could be like, I see guys cheat all the time, but it doesn't mean
your
that's going to happen.
Or your person.
So you have to give your person the chance, and then when they show you, it's a different scenario. That's like a whole different thing of what boundaries are you going to set? What are you going to accept? What are you going to try and get over? Are you just going to cut the cord?
Yeah.
I think him not liking her going out, I don't know if it reflects his behavior. I think it's just giving he's insecure.
Yeah. And then obviously we don't know if anything has happened to make him feel like that.
Yeah.
That's a big thing. I think people need to really look at themselves sometimes and say, well, has anything happened?
Mm.
And be honest with it. And if, because it all comes down to communication. So, like, you literally just need to talk about it.
Mm.
And if you've done nothing wrong, then he's probably feeling a certain way or is maybe doing something that he shouldn't be doing.
Because I know a lot of girls, like, when their boyfriend's out, they'll be like screenshotting the stories. Like, it's a TikTok that you're like zooming in on the arm in the background, like, who is he with and who's around him and all this kind of stuff. Like, I just couldn't cope if you were going out and I was sitting at home, like, sweating. Like, I actually just, that's not good for my mental health.
All the stories,
like,
not.
I just can't do that. Yeah. A lot of girls and guys, like, feel they have to do that, which I think is so, so sad. Like, no one should have to do that. Or, like, girls or guys checking, like, their new followers or, like, their new, like, do you know that thing? Like, people can see who someone newly followed or something.
Really?
Yeah, something like that. As you looked me in the eye and go, oh, really?
I need to delete some stuff.
It was giving, like, oh, she can see that. You can see that.
No.
Oh, no, it was kind of a, oh, I can check that. But no, like, we've never felt the need to go through each other's phones. Like, I know your code. You know my code.
I was about to say my code there.
to the people. Well, no one's going to access your phone.
Take my phone,
okay.
But yeah, you know my
code. Well, yours is more of a drawing. Yours is that Samsung drawing.
No, it's not. I changed it for you.
Ah, okay. Well, so
we have the same code.
I can't draw it anymore.
No.
My suitcase code is your code too, actually. So your code is the drawing thing.
Sorry, so the drawing thing, I just remember giving you my phone one day to do something and you couldn't. In fairness, it's a nightmare and I'm a Samsung. I'm an Android guy.
Yeah, Sam is an Android.
Because in fairness, we watch a lot of stuff through my phone and you can't do that through the iPhone.
No, you're so full of shit. That is such an excuse to have an Android.
The Androids are so much better. I watch like football on my phone and all, which you can't do.
Okay. I actually need to do a poll. I needed to do a great
No, don't do a poll.
Because you know iPhone will win.
Yeah. I understand that iPhone wins and they're better looking and stuff, but I prefer Android.
Okay.
That's sometimes fine. So okay. Just let
but
me.
Anyway, I do think it's a red flag, not a red flag,
not to have an Android
to not be able to just like, or like, you know, if you're sitting there watching TikToks together and then they get weird because like a notification comes in or like,
yeah, that's dodgy.
It's not okay.
No.
You should like be able to watch TikToks together and not be fishy about what's going to pop up on the screen. So that's a big trust thing too.
Yeah.
And like, you shouldn't have to check each other's phones. It's just communication, girlies. Talk to each other.
Yeah, I think speak to each other. Don't be looking through each other's phones.
No,
that's
just
like,
ask
that just gets, because you'll find something that will be like...
Well, actually...
Not like a bad thing, but I think you'll make something of nothing.
No, totally. But I would like to add to that, if you... Because women's instinct, like I've... On that London trip, I just heard several stories at the same time that were just wild and like... They were about having to go through someone's phone and then finding it out. They actually were. So, like, there is checking the phone and being right.
Yeah, but I think, yeah. No, that's fair.
So, I think if you really
But then that goes back
to,
like, if you know, you know. And then, like, you know you're going to find something. So, even if you don't check the phone, you know. But I think, like, in a lot of sense, if things are good, especially if it's new and stuff. I don't know. I just find all that stuff dangerous, man. I just think you're better off sitting down having a conversation.
I agree.
And then you could be like, what's in your phone? To him, and then he'll start panicking, and then
if they're not willing to show you the phone, but then what if it's just like he's embarrassed because he was like watching porn or something,
and then he won't like you anymore, and then you know, it's your phone.
What?
Well, like if someone goes through my phone behind my back, like I'm gonna be pretty pissed off.
Would you be fumalumin if you found me going through your phone?
Yeah. Like, you've gone through, I've given you my phone so many times.
I
but
agree.
I think like, if, like, I walked in and you were, like, sneaky in the corner, like, what
if
are you
I
doing?
Was in doing my skincare and then I came back out and you're, like, in my WhatsApps, in my, I'd be like, Sam, the fuck you doing, man?
Like, what are you doing?
Because it would just be like, just ask me, babe. Because you know I just show you.
Yeah.
We just can't hide, like, we're just not secret keepers.
No, we live together and we flick through each other's
phone
medias
all the time,
and all, like,
Yeah, I trust you.
Like, you were on my phone the other night checking... something, I can't remember what it was. Twitter? You didn't have a Twitter app.
Oh yeah, I don't have Twitter.
Yeah.
Is it called X now, or that's just the like emoji?
I'm not gonna support Elon Musk changing the name to X.
Is it called X?
Yeah, but it's called Twitter, like.
Okay, so it's
like you still tweet.
You can now tweet on Instagram apparently,
Threads.
Haven't done it.
I think Zuckerberg nailed that.
Okay.
Because people are falling away from Twitter.
Oh, really?
X, because Elon Musk is doing what Elon Musk is doing.
Okay, interesting.
And now he's like, I can see a gap in the market here.
Okay. Well, they're just in constant competition together with TikTok.
TikTok's winning.
Okay. Do you prefer Instagram or TikTok?
TikTok.
Yeah, really?
I don't use TikTok though. I don't post, but I like my TikTok is all football stand up comedy.
You pop off in some of my TikToks though.
Yeah. Well,
you have your little viral moments. Remember you went viral at Harry Styles? That was so funny.
Yeah.
He got like screamed at during Boyfriend. It was so iconic.
Newspaper
it was very a newspaper. Did they?
Some online.
It was very funny.
Yeah, Harry gave me a thumbs up.
Yeah, he did. That was a moment.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Okay, sorry. Just to bring us back to our finishing trust note. What are we? What's our verdict?
I think be like 100% in.
Do you think? Okay. As a lad who goes on these lads' nights out, is there a lot of fucking around? Okay, I'll ask you this.
No, I don't think, like, you know my lads.
I love your lads.
In fairness to them, a lot of them are single, so that doesn't really count. But no, they aren't.
Okay.
But I have been out with lad groups.
Yeah, this isn't about your lads. This is
no, because in fairness, my lads will be boring. Like they are literally like we go and we watch football, and the single lads do their thing, and the couples sit together. Like that's how it is. But I have been out with lads, and I've heard stories, and it's.
Do you think it's a lot of them are just influenced by each other?
Yeah, I think lads are. There's certain lads who are like What he's doing it, so I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Makes it okay, yeah.
And that absolutely does not make it okay, because you should be with someone that, even if their friends are at it cheating or whatever they're doing, you should be with someone that does not follow the crowd, is not a sheep.
Yeah.
He loves you so much that he wouldn't dare do that.
And then another one for lads, because I can only speak from a lad point of view. Mm. Like, I've seen lads who know they're not happy.
Yeah.
Who know they don't want to be with this person. It's ran its course, whatever. Mm. But they stay with it. And then they will act a certain way on a night out because they know in their head it's done. They're too afraid to end it or whatever.
Yeah.
And it kind of gives, not, I don't want to say it justifies them doing it, but in their own mind, they're like, oh no, well, like, this isn't working out, but you're still hurting someone doing that. Like, so just have the balls to.
A lot of people are so out of, they know they're over the relationship, they don't want to be in the relationship. They cheat and then break up. Just fucking break up
first. And then you're always known as like someone who
Why would you do that? Like, it's so insane. And it's just insulting to everybody involved. Like, you're wasting everybody's time.
Yeah.
And then you're adding more hurt. Yeah. Just have the balls to break up with someone. Have the, like, just for respect. It's actually out of respect. I'd rather you break up with me instead of fucking cheat on me.
Embarrassing cheating, yeah, and then leaving you
like,
heartbroken.
Don't even. Yeah. And then, like, a lot of people will do the cheating and then be like, yeah, I cheated. It's actually in Gossip Girl when Serena kisses Dan and then Nate is like, we can get past this. And she's like, actually, no, I need to be alone. And Nate's like, are you joking?
Yeah.
Like, what? Cheat on me and then break up with me?
Yeah.
The neck. The neck. Okay, so
yeah,
that's our verdict.
Yeah, just...
It's if you're going to break up with someone, don't cheat on them first, just break up with them. Yeah,
and communication is the main
Communication
thing.
Is key, we always say that.
And just trust people, man.
Yeah, choose to trust. Even if you've been hurt in the past by a different person, don't bring that into a new relationship.
Yeah.
Choose to trust
And if they
them.
Do something, if you trust them and they do something, yes, it's hard and you're going to be upset and that's shit and we've all been there. But at the end of the day... They're the dickhead, you're not the dickhead.
That's
You've
it.
Done well.
So choose to trust someone, and then if they show you not to trust them, that's
them
it.
Off, yeah.
That's it. It's fool me once, shame on you.
Fool me twice, can't be fooled again.
There we go.
Fool me, can't get fooled again.
Yeah.
It's like you can't get the same out of his mouth.
Like. I kind of like it. It's kind of iconic.
Yeah, it's cool.
Okay, girlies, I think that is where we're going to leave it. And thank you so much again to Naked Fashion. Girlies, don't forget you can use my code GIRLYWIRLY for a limited time. It'll get you 30% off on www.nakedfashion.com. My favorite clothing ever. And I just, I love it so much. And I'm just so happy to be sponsored by them, to be working with them. They're just my favorites. And I hope they're your favorites too. And always let me know what you're shopping, what you're buying. And we can be twinning. We can wear twinning outfits. Thank you so much, girlies. Thank you so much, Sambe, for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you, Naked Fashion.
Thank you, Naked Fashion. We love you.
And thank you, girlies,
and
for having me. For
yes, the girlies can write into our, you can write into us, but especially for our Ask Sambe segment, it's hello@girlywirlies.com. I'll leave everything below. I'll link below for Naked as well. Everything will be written below, so I don't have to spell things out for you, because I'm not a very good speller off the bat. Sam knows I'm actually a really bad speller, so I'll leave it down below. Maybe I'll have Sambe type it up for
us.
Anyway, girlies, I love you so much. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in and supporting us always. We adore you, and we will chat to you next week.
Love you guys.
Love
Bye.
You. Bye.